Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is Beauty and the Beast. I gotta tell you that everything is beautiful except that which is not. And when it comes to Christianity and living a Christian life, we are commanded to be filled with the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And the new creature that's created after God in true holiness and righteousness is a beautiful thing. It's like the butterfly that used to be the caterpillar. And the beauteous fly of the butterfly, as we see the gorgeous new creation, is wonderful. But now as a Christian, we have to walk in the Spirit or we have to walk in the flesh. And so we're like a faucet that has hot and cold water, and we can turn it either way at any time. We have the choice and the power to do so. And so we have a beautiful creation inside of us, but we also have a beast. I can kind of look at a portrait the same as Christ came, the gorgeous birth of Christ, but it was in a stable. And Christ is in us as Christians, but we are enveloped in flesh like a stable, a place of animals where beasts live. Paul said, "The things that I would do, I do not seem to be able to do. And I want to be righteous and happy, and but yet I've got this other nature in me that pulls me down." And he goes, "Oh, who's going to deliver me from this body of sin?" And he says, "Thanks be to God, because God's going to deliver me from this body of sin. And I will soar like the eagle. I will fly like the butterfly. And I will shine." How great that's going to be. But for now, my choice, my free will, is to live as the beast or to live as the butterfly, to live as the beautiful thing. That's what I want to encourage you today to think about and to plan in your life. Because you can live as the beast or the beautiful creation of God. Think about it. To be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that perfect and acceptable will of God. God bless you. Have a great day.